Discussion in Bangkok at the Foundation, June and July 2007. Recorded by Jonathan, edited by Jonathan and Sarah. June 29th, with Sarah, Sukin, Knowing, John, Betty, Gao, Azita, Num, and Dengjai.
Something I listened or read was a comment you made about how we're always searching for dukkha. So all day we're trying to find nice visible objects or special sounds or pleasant tastes. Actually, it's just searching for dukkha all day.
Yes, but you have done it already each moment. From last life's wish to see to hear. So you get everything from all you wished for. Seeing, hearing, smelling, are there no more wish?
Well, we already got what we wished for before, and still we're wishing for more to come.
And now you've got it, even right now.
And we wish because of the vipalasa.
No need to wish at all.
What about wishing nice things for others? This can be just with friendliness or metta, because everyone likes to have nice experiences.
And who will get it? You or your friend? The person who makes a wish?
The person who makes the wish, yes. But even though we know it's dukkha, but still it's good intention, because everyone would like pleasant experiences.
For oneself or for whom?
For the others. Just as we would like pleasant experiences, so do others. So when you wish it, it's still
for yourself, unknowingly.
When there is a very pleasant object, and it is given away, it is different, huh?
It depends on kusala citta at that very moment.
Yes.
You can give it away pleasantly, very happily.
What do you mean for yourself, unknowingly?
Because actually, as long as there is still the idea of self, who's there?
At the very moment of giving yourself, knowing idea of yourself, it is a good thing to do.
As long as it's there, there is I and the other, not just thinking, and no one at all. It's like boomerang.
Comes back to the person who sent it. But wishing for these things, most of the time it's not really apparent, is it? We must wish because we have craving, for example, for continued existence, but it doesn't manifest.
Actually, it's thinking, just thinking. Yeah. One of the six, though, is.
But do you think it appears, that it can be
what
seen?
Do you mean by appearing?
Is it ever...
Whenever it arises, it's there.
But it seems to me that it must be there, but it's not apparent.
Because it goes away so quickly, very, very quickly.
It's like in the background, so it would be difficult to actually be aware of that kind of... Condition.
When awareness hasn't arisen yet, it's only the idea about things and realities. But it goes away so fast.
So are we, in effect, just guessing that...
Thinking, yeah. Learning to understand.
When you say it goes away so fast, can't
like
we...
seeing invisible object right now.
I know they're fast too, but they are more apparent, aren't they, than wishing for things, which is...
It depends on whether the thing is aware or not.
This bhava tanha, for example, craving for becoming, it's not something that I would ever consciously...
Right. No understanding at all about that reality. Like we are craving for seeing, that is bhava tanha. But no idea about I really want to see again.
So that's just ignorance, lack of awareness.
Yeah.
So if we at any time have that feeling, like I was discussing with Azita yesterday, she mentioned... She read somewhere and she started seeing everywhere that it's true, that there's craving all the time, there's lopa all the time. In doing anything, it's almost always lopa that's motivating. And that is just thinking, right? But does it always have to be thinking? Is there not some level of understanding?
Yes, and Seeing sees wonder away, hearing hears wonder away. So thinking thinks through minder.
Right. But couldn't some recognition of that craving arise?
When sati is aware.
Because I went and told about what I felt also as like a sense of insecurity all the time.
Not now. Right?
I don't know.
Because,
it's the story of whatever jitters and jealousy is arising.
Right, but something triggers that thinking, right?
Oh, sure.
That's what I'm trying to get at. Is there some level of understanding, but followed by a lot of thinking?
Mm-hmm. And when you mean some level of understanding, what level is it?
Thinking level.
So getting back to the craving for becoming or craving for seeing, would there be that arising now, do you think?
Is there no craving at all now?
Yes. Sure, there's craving.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's craving. I mean,
Unknowingly.
Yeah. Unknowingly.
There's attachment already.
Yes.
Unknowingly.
This unknowingly, is it because it's subtle craving?
Because
it
arises and falls away so fast. Very, very fast.
Seeing is fast too.
Everything.
The visible object.
Everything.
But some dhammas are more apparent than others.
Arising and falling away too.
So what differentiates between what appears to be subtle dhammas
and no awareness?
No, I'm trying to say that we make the distinction between recognizing strong anger and slight aversion.
And that's the meaning of khanda. All khandas are not the same at all. That's the meaning of khanda. Slight or gross.
Each one different.
Mm-hmm.
But you were just saying because it arises and falls away so fast. In the case of recognizing strong anger, would we apply the same?
With ignorance? Me, I? No, matter is weak or strong.
Are you saying that with more subtle aversion there's less ignorance,
there's always ignorance. And at moment of understanding, one begins to understand what is meant by khanda. Otherwise it's just what we repeat all the time, the 11 characteristics of khanda. But actually one cannot be the same. Always new one, different ones all the time, and that's the meaning of khanda.
I thought the meaning of khanda had to do with the similarity, not the difference.
Each rupa is khanda, and this rupa is different from the other. Each one, so that's the meaning of khanda. No matter how different they are, they are just khanda.
Right.
Rupa khanda, vedana khanda, sanya khanda.
So what does the actual term khanda or aggregate mean then?
In order to classify or to group the same realities like vedana. Vedana is vedana khanda. Otherwise, how many words would we use?
There is no vedana excluded from vedana khanda.
Each one is vedana khanda. No matter it's pleasant or unpleasant. Each is vedana khanda.
So what is the meaning of khanda?
That which arises and falls away, different ones, never be the same, never come back. Otherwise, that's the idea of it's the same.
And when we read Panchupadana khanda, it means that any khanda is dukkha, and any khanda can be clung to.
Whatever arises can be object of clinging.
So when the khanda is not upadana khanda, just khanda, like in the case of the Buddha, for example?
There are two meanings of upadana khanda. One is that which has arisen from upadana, and the other is that which is the object of upadana. For example, this hardness. It's not the meaning of it has arisen from upadana, but it is the object of upadana.
Then is it right to say that the lokottara cittas and nibbana is not upadana khanda, can never be upadana khanda?
Who will cling to that?
No one.
No one.
when the kanda is not clung to, or there is no craving for a kanda, like in the case of the arahat, they are not dukkha, of course.
The arising and falling away is dukkha.
And also they can still be clung to by other sandhas.
Yes.
They're
still
because
subject to clinging.
And as Achan said, because they've arisen by the cause being
upadana. I still find it puzzling that the craving for becoming, which I assume is arising all the time.
Do you not want to see tomorrow or next moment?
I'm sure I do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that is bhava tanha or upadana, clinging to being, to seeing, to hearing.
But I think the only time you'd ever know that it was there if there was the prospect that you would get to see
it
tomorrow.
It does mean that you have to know. For example, from morning up to now, do you know that you are attached to what?
No, it's
there.
Yeah.
What about being in Hong Kong and wanting to come here? Is there not craving for being involved?
We're talking about object of each domain. There must be a reality, no matter it's Vedana Khanda or what, and it is the object of clinging, then.
No, I'm talking about...
Yes, you talk about the story of Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Right.
But what...
Craving for being, craving for seeing. So is that related to Upadana Khanda?
Craving is Upadana.
Mm-hmm. We're talking now about Bhava Tanha.
Mm-hmm. What do you like in this world, in this life?
Everything to the
sixth
Everything.
Sense. So the bhava tanha is the karma bhava tanha. You're still in this world of karma.
So it's there all the time, with everything?
When there is lobha.
The bhava tanha, that sounds like craving for no becoming.
Uccheda titi. Clinging with Uccheda Ditti.
And what about not wanting something? Not wanting, say...
Okay, who does not want?
We all don't want.
Yes, but who does not want? No. When you say, do not want belongs to who? Or I do not want? There is always I. No matter want or do not want.
No, I'm saying, is this Uccheda Titi?
Wrong view.
It's just wrong view? Mm-hmm. What about instances of not liking something to the eyes?
Sasata Titi. Sakaya Titi. So, bhava tanha can be lopa with wrong view of sasata Titi, permanent, and clinging to being.
Bhava tanha has been translated as craving for annihilation. Would that be an appropriate translation?
Yeah, because commentary says that is the wrong view of Uccheda Ditti.
Yeah. So people who commit suicide maybe?
With wrong view? Or
with wrong view.
Really? Or no view at all? Just there is dosa at that very moment of committing suicide.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that we can pinpoint or it can judge what is what, because realities arise and fall away so fast, so it depends on sati and panya, which can tell exactly what that reality is. They arise and fall away so fast. Without sati, it's impossible just to think about them.
So bhava tanha can just relate to this moment of wishing for seeing,
two minutes after
what tanha. So there's
a wishing. Sasatatiti and clinging to being.
So same with vipava tanha?
Vipava has to be uccheda ditti.
Sorry, what is sasatatiti then? Wrong view about the...
Permanent.
But in dependent origination, the teachers of Upada, then the bhava refers to the present sankhara,
karma.
The present karma.
Mm-hmm. Because it will condition chati.
Can someone have no view?
Yes, lopa without any view at all.
You mean, can there be moments never have right view or wrong view?
Well, some people, I'm thinking more of future life. People who don't have any view about
future. You don't know. You don't have to wait. There can be moment without wrong view or right view at all. It depends on whether citta is kusala or akusala. Even kusala citta doesn't mean that it has to arise with samadhi all the time. Or lopa, it doesn't mean that there must be wrong view accompanying.
I think she's asking, could a person go through life without ever having that?
Why not? Dog? Excuse me. That's the idea, but actually, it has the idea of I too.
So it's related to I all the time.
Otherwise, there must be always lopa with wrong view as with I. But actually, there can be lopa without any view at all.
Yes, but that's mostly towards objects or sense. But we're talking about people thinking in terms of I living in the world, in life.
Thinking.
Yeah. In that case, there has to be a view.
Thinking.
Just thinking. Without view?
I.
I.
Okay. I is the view.
I'm living. I'm here.
Clinging to I, or just the term I?
The dog has, of course, lots of loba and sense of self in that sense, but not necessarily any wrong view. Is this what you were saying?
When we talk about even sakkaya ditti, it does mean that at that moment there is the ditti which arises with loba, but the latent tendency is there.
Do you think that when we're scared of dying or something like that, and we don't want to die and would like to continue living, would that be bhava tanha?
I think that there are unwholesome cetasikas, and we just keep on thinking about them in terms of definition. But how can there be the understanding of a characteristic when it arises and it appears? And that must be panya and satipatthana only. For example, even right now, is there any wrong view? See?
There could be.
We have to find out.
Yeah.
thinking over and over with it.
So you're saying that sometimes we're just so involved in trying to find the answer and explanation that we forget that it's arising and falling down.
And we will not get anything from this world to the other world because there are only stories.
Could you please give an example of lopa with wrong view and lopa without wrong view?
It cannot be known with asati sampasanya.
Could you give some examples of
it? Is your body yours?
I think it's not.
When you take it for my body,
it's wrong view.
Right or wrong? Do you keep on thinking, my body?
Always.
All the time?
No.
So when you say no, it's no wrong view.
But with lopa.
Lopa is not in the book, or no one can tell anyone whether that person has lopa or not. But the characteristic of lopa is moment of being attached to anything. At any time.
For example, when I set my hair without thinking that it's my
hair. Yeah, you are talking about the story, but what about the citta which is attached to a particular object from one doorway at a time in order to get closer to understand lopa?
Citta of wanting to make.
No, it's not me, but citta. That which cling is lopa.
I think what you were saying earlier, there's a tendency to think a lot about realities and different kinds of practice, and it's just thinking, and it's not necessarily conducive to the arising of awareness or understanding.
With attachment or with non-attachment?
A lot of it's with attachment.
Can attachment bring about sati?
No. I think the same goes for sila. Could we say the same thing about thinking about keeping sila, that it's just
the moment when citta abstains from ill deeds.
Right. Okay.